Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome aboard. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Thursdays are, well, it's maybe my favorite day of the week. Certainly doing, I mean, this show, I love it because we go from Nigel Seeley, who's great on soccer, to Paul Stone, who joins us now on Thursdays to give us his best college football bets. He is a professional sports bettor, thrives betting college football, and you can listen and subscribe, download to the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. Paul, good morning. Thanks for the time, as always. Before we get into your best bets of the weekend that are still available this morning, I want to ask you about Ohio State. A couple of things on this team. Looking at their schedule right now, and I don't want to get anything beyond what could potentially be another run to the Big Ten championship game, so nothing in the playoffs, just on their regular season schedule. Which team do you think has the best chance to beat Ohio State, or is the answer to that none?
You know, good morning, Mitch. First of all, I think the answer is probably none. I mean, they're going to be beginning with this week against Penn State there at home in Columbus, you know, 18.5-point favorite right now, I believe. They're going to be a 2-touchdown favorite in every regular season game until they face Michigan and travel to Ann Arbor the Saturday after Thanksgiving. In that game, I haven't really looked at it close, but off the top of my head, you know, they're going to be -6 or so, I would say. That should be fairly close. But this Ohio State team is rolling right now. You know, their quarterback play has, you know, improved so much from that opener that we saw on Thursday night against Minnesota. And the receivers, again, that they have, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, their freshman running back, Henderson. I mean, this team is starting to hit the stride. And their defense, since that loss to Oregon, I think they've allowed, not against great competition, no question about it, but they've allowed about 13 points a game, I think, defensively since that loss to Oregon. So this Ohio State team's coming into form.
Oh, but they get, yeah, all these yards here, 500 yards and six in a row. Is it Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State in your power ratings?
You know, no question about it. I mean, and after that, there's a little bit of a divide. I think anybody that does power ratings, you know, if you're doing them and those aren't your top three in that order, you probably need to, you know, check respectfully. You need to check your process because those are the three top power ranked teams in the nation right now, without question, in that order.
Okay, so projecting ahead, how many we like to talk about this every single year in late September, October, once Halloween comes around. How many unbeaten teams do you think we're going to have at the end of the regular season?
Well, that's a great question. You know, first of all, we're closing in on Halloween, and this is kind of the time of the season when the unexpected can happen. So a lot of these teams that we think are going to get to the regular season finish line or maybe even through their conference championship game undefeated, some of these teams will unexpectedly be upset. But looking at it, you know, first of all, UT San Antonio, I mean, their schedule is very manageable the rest of the regular season. Then they would have a conference USA championship game. I think they'll be undefeated. Cincinnati, you know, based on the caliber of competition, their, you know, biggest threat in the regular season will be a home game against SMU. Then they'll have to play somebody as well in the AAC championship game. But I think Cincinnati will get there. And then other than that, I think there'll probably only be one more team, and that team will probably either be Georgia, if they can beat Alabama in the SEC title game as a small favorite, or perhaps Oklahoma. You know, Oklahoma has to play Iowa State at home next to last regular season game. Then they have to travel to Oklahoma State, and then, of course, they'll have the Big 12 championship game. So they've really been living close to the edge, have the Sooners. So I think Georgia or Oklahoma will probably be the third team. So I'm going to say three undefeated teams are going to emerge out of this deal.
Three. Okay. Mm. Let's get into your bets for this weekend. I mean, the struggles continue for Indiana. Now down to what? Is it their fourth-string quarterback overall? They had high expectations after what happened last year, Paul, and now they're taking on a Maryland team and catching 5.5 points. You like the Terrapins here?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of an odd play, but, you know, like you said, Indiana's quarterback situation is dire at this point. First of all, looking at Maryland, they've lost three straight games by a total of 104 points, and they're favored by 5.5 points over an Indiana team that was ranked in the preseason poll, you know, for the first time since 1968. So naturally, I'm going to recommend Maryland. But, you know, like you said, in all seriousness, Indiana potentially are going to have some major quarterback issues again this week. Michael Penix Jr., he hadn't played since separating the AC joint in his shoulder back on October 2nd. Jack Tuttle, his backup, injured his right foot early in that lopsided loss to Ohio State last weekend. And, you know, Tom Allen has said, I think, that the MRI on Tuttle's foot was maybe better than it could have been, or I think he said wasn't bad as it could have been. And he pronounced Tuttle as week to week. But I don't think Penix or Tuttle is going to play reading the tea leaves. I believe it's going to be, again, redshirt freshman Donovan McCulley and the walk-on Grant Grimmel. Those guys split time last week after Tuttle's injury. Once Tuttle left the game, essentially in the final three quarters, Indiana only managed 53 yards of total offense. So I just don't know how they're going to be able to move the ball. They don't. They're not running the ball that well. I don't think these guys can you know, are going to have an effective passing game with guys who simply aren't ready to play major college football, not even against the Maryland's of the world. Maryland's a lot better at home than they are on the road. I think Maryland's going to beat Indiana by more than a touchdown this Saturday.
Okay, very good. Interested with your thought process on this one. And certainly you should always get up. It's Notre Dame, right? But if Notre Dame can get to the finish line here, 11-1, North Carolina was preseason top 10. Howell was the bee's knees and all this Heisman hype, too. They're lucky they don't have four losses here. So what's North Carolina's season looking like in motivation moving forward that they might lose five games?
Yeah, I think when we get to this time of the year, Paulie, I think that's a huge thing that you have to examine in your handicapping process. Is what were the team's preseason expectations, and are those expectations still in front of them, or has the season fallen short of expectations? And certainly in North Carolina's case, it has. I mean, you look first of all at this Notre Dame team, and their offense clearly not as prolific maybe as the last couple of years. They've had average quarterback play. They've got a pedestrian running game, and a lot of it's because they've got an offensive line that's got a lot of new folks. You know, they had three players selected in the first three rounds of the NFL draft, three offensive linemen. They had a fourth offensive lineman that they lost who started 39 career games. So this is not a great offense, so you don't like to lay points too often when you're concerned about, you know, the ability to score, you know, points. But, you know, while there maybe haven't been a whole lot of wow moments this season for Notre Dame, as you indicated, they're 6-1. They're on the doorstep of the top 10 in both major polls. I actually made Notre Dame closer to a full touchdown favorite over North Carolina in this game, and it's largely due to what the Tar Heels maybe haven't done this season, rather than what the Irish have done. And what one thing that North Carolina has not done is win away from Chapel Hill. In two games this season on foreign soil, the Tar Heels, of course, lost their opener at Virginia Tech 17-10. And then they lost to Georgia Tech at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium there 45-22 in a game that wasn't really even close. With all due respect to those technical schools of the ACC, Notre Dame's better than both those guys. Even this year, I think Notre Dame's going to win this game by more than the 3.5, lay 3.5, and take the Irish.
Follow the money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Paul Stone, our guest. Follow him on Twitter. He is at Paul Stone Sports. Okay, so this game in the Pac-12, Stanford, they lost two straight. Then they had their bye week. They are 3-4 on the season, but they're taking on a Washington team who struggled to beat Arizona on the road, and the Wildcats are awful this year. So Stanford here, a short favorite. Which side do you like?
I'm going to go with Stanford. You know, Stanford obviously hadn't had a great season to this point. They've lost three of their last four. They're laying two, as you said, to the Huskies this Saturday night. Stanford, as you mentioned, off a bye. Washington, as you mentioned as well, they had to rally on the road to defeat an Arizona team 21-16, a Wildcat team that's now lost 19 games in a row. And Arizona actually led that game 16-7 after three quarters. They couldn't close the deal, obviously. But that win by Washington, only their second this season over a Power 5 team all year. Their other victory over a Power 5 team came in late September. They needed overtime in that game at home to defeat Cal 31-24. This Washington team is really banged up. They're not getting great quarterback play. I think there's some questions within the program whether Jimmy Lake was the right person to succeed Chris Peterson as their head coach. I think Stanford's a superior squad. I'm going to take the Cardinal, lay the deuce over Washington Saturday night in Palo Alto.
Lay the deuce. Okay, so that game, Notre Dame -3.5 against North Carolina and Maryland -5.5 against Indiana. Again, he's on Twitter, at Paul Stone Sports, and that's the exact name of his podcast as well. Thank you, sir. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Yep.
All right. You're the man. So he said three. There's 9 unbeatens left. I think there'll be 4, but if I set the number at 2.5, what will you do? Because I'll go Georgia, yeah. Cincinnati, Oklahoma, and Texas, San Antonio.
I'm not there with Oklahoma yet, but...
No, okay.
But Texas, San Antonio, sure.
Yeah, and then the other ones are Michigan State, Wake, San Diego State, and SMU.
I think 3 is pretty safe, pretty fair. Don't you think?
Well...
We're not
counting conference championships.
Correct.
Yeah, regular season only. Good point.
Ah, man. I want to tell you that Oklahoma's going to be, but do you fully trust them? I mean, they're down at halftime to Kansas. They never scored a single point.
I know. Well, the rest of the Big 12, too, in that schedule. They do have Bedlam coming up. Download the free OddsTrader.com app. Compare betting odds from licensed sports books. Access injury reports, in-game action, and much more. Go to OddsTrader.com.
Up next, Thursday Night Football. It is a big game tonight. We'll talk about it with player props and a reminder that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers were really good without Devontae Adams last year.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Fuel up for football with the 5-Hour Energy Football Challenge. Energize your fight for first and play for free in this 3-part contest series for your shot at $15,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/5-Hour Energy now to get in on the action. 5-Hour Energy, hours and hours of energy. DraftKings.com for details. You are correct that after so many dog matchups on Thursday, it's refreshing, and this is a monster game tonight.
Huge.
Big.
I mean, for NFC playoff implications, right? But who knows? Maybe if Arizona loses this game, what that could mean for the division in the NFC West. But the Packers are just without so many players now, and it's not the line has moved, you know, from 3 or 3.5 all the way to where it's at right now. And in fact, it touched 7 here at Circa yesterday. It's not just a Devontae Adams move. That's a move based on Adams, Lazard, the guys on the offensive line, including Bakhtiari not coming back. I don't know if that has anything to do with the line, but it's also guys on defense that are not going to be there as well. So it's a combination of all things. But listen, it's now in teaser territory if you want to get involved with the Cardinals.
Yeah, don't cut me off.
Sorry, it was my fault.
I would be shocked, though, if we come in tomorrow and Arizona blows them out. I really would.
Like if it's, give me an example.
They beat them by 21, 24. I mean, this is typical Rodgers. I cannot believe they're 6-0 without this guy, Adams.
That's hard to believe.
And what he did last year. Not only did they win both games and 6-0 the last couple of years, the TDINT ratio and a 27-of-33 performance with 4 touchdowns in there too, and he won at New Orleans. So the slow starts would concern me a little bit the last 2 home games with Arizona, but it just feels like it's Aaron Rodgers. I can do whatever I want. I got the chip on my shoulder. Oh, you ripped me because I play how I played against the Saints. Well, here's 6 in a row straight up in ATS.
See,
and I don't have this guy out. I don't have that guy out. Well, here comes 275 yards and we win the game.
Do you recall the game against the Saints last year?
They went up and down the field.
They killed him. I don't remember Adams not playing in that game, though.
So I forgot about that.
So he did that against that defense with no Adams.
Yeah, and then it was the Atlanta game.
Man, that's
insane. And then
he
was back. Yeah. And one of the games, he didn't have Lazard either.
That's right, yeah.
So now it's like, well, I don't care who you're throwing to, and this is, you know, part of the tough, you know, what does he do for as far as winning the game because of the Tonyan angle? And Paul Charchian, the Hall of Famer, on in about an hour about Arizona's great against the tight ends too. Well, then who's he throwing to? How are they moving the ball? How much does the Watt injury matter? Is it more of a running attack slowing down the game and shorten the game? And will you see a 3-point move in the total? Can they get stops? This is a Adam Chernoff laid it out beautifully too about who they've gone against from a quarterback standpoint. And Adam's on the Arizona team total over, by the way, if you missed it Tuesday. But this is a bad defense with guys out, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
But the red zone issues are alarming. How are you 15 for 15, the opponents? That's touchdowns before the Washington game.
Right.
And then Washington just vomited on themselves and couldn't do anything once they got inside the 25.
Yeah. See, that's my biggest problem with tonight is, you know, and I want to back Green Bay here. I want to get involved with the points. I don't know about money line, but because I think the offense is going to be okay. I'm not going to freak out about Noah Adams and some of the other guys. I think, you know, with Aaron Jones and Dillon, they can run the football. Again, Arizona allows 4.8 yards per carry. Cobb's going to get plenty of targets in this game, I would think. So I think that's going to be fine. I just don't know because of how decimated they are. And again, no Alexander again tonight, right? So they have so many weapons for Murray to throw the ball to. I don't know if the defense is going to be able to slow this team down. So maybe Green Bay scores 24, but in the end, Arizona scores 37.
Well, it could be just like Brady, too. He won a Super Bowl with Antoine Smith as his running back. He had 600 yards. He's throwing to Patton and Givens. These are his go-to guys. And then when they didn't spend a lot of money and they were losing AFC championship games, his go-to guy was Edelman, who was a, what, seventh, sixth-round pick out of Kent State who played quarterback?
Correct.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's Tom Brady. You can be out there. Just get open. I'll find you. I mean, but that's what I think with Rodgers. Oh, we're down a couple guys? All right, big deal. I'll make it work.
Right.
I'm Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Bleep you.
You know that when that video was making the rounds yesterday of when they went to, don't forget about this, when they went to Arizona and played that playoff game when he hit Janis for the Hail Mary and it went to overtime, they went to Arizona late that year and got blown out. They got absolutely destroyed. And I can remember this because I told people when Green Bay plays in Arizona in the playoffs again, which it was setting up like that was going to happen, Green Bay can win. And people, because it was people were prisoner of the moments, they're like, they have no chance to win. Look at what just happened. I'm like, they're going to be fine. He did that in that game with a guy like Janis throwing the ball to him. And Janis made that great play for the Hail Mary. In fact, he completed, wasn't it back-to-back Hail Marys? From like the 2-yard line to get to the 50 and then to the
jump ball
touchdown.
Right.
So he's been, like, he made Jordy Nelson was so good under him. James Jones had a 14-touchdown year playing wide receiver in Green Bay, went away, did nothing, came back and thrived again with Aaron Rodgers. So he's made, I don't know what you want to call him, like lesser wide receivers or below average guys. I don't want to be too negative on him, but he made these guys thrive in the offense because he's that good. And now he's going to have to do it again tonight, but he's also going to, you know, he's 38 years old.
Well, there hasn't been home field advantage.
Going to be 38.
There's going to be a ton of Packer fans.
Oh, for sure.
The other thing is, I know it's a short week, which would give Arizona an edge, and plus all these injuries and COVID issues that the Packers are dealing with. But I still think we're getting carried away here in a touch seven here at Circa. I mean, it's still that's why the props are so intriguing tonight. Like at Bet Rivers, first to 15, they're plus 180. First to 20, they're plus 215. To score first and win, they're plus 460. I mean, I know what happened week one, but we've seen them put stinkers in there. And are they really going to get housed tonight? I mean, Arizona looked great against Cleveland. He had the bad shoulder. But Murray struggled against San Francisco. And I don't know what the hell that was for the first half against Houston when they were sleepwalking.
Yeah, right.
But to put it in perspective, these teams are a combined 13-1. It's the best combined winning percentage for a game week eight or later that's played on a Thursday since Thanksgiving 1934. 11-1 Chicago against 10-1 Detroit. This is refreshing and awesome.
It is.
When we sat through Houston and Carolina and some of these other matches, and we got Colts and Jets next Thursday.
Well, we've had to sit through the Drek on Thursday night for many years now. That's been the biggest problem, and people complain about it more than anything else. But the Jones props tonight, rushing yards, it was 58.5. Dillon, 30.5. Receiving yards, Aaron Jones opened 30.5. Immediately shot. This was yesterday. Shot to 33.5. I wish I could have gotten down on that. That would have been an auto play for me on 30.5. Now it's up to 39.5 for Aaron Jones. So it's already moved those 9 full yards, and he's going to be involved tonight a lot. I know people are looking for Jones to score 2 touchdowns, and I don't think you're going to get a great number on that tonight. But maybe does the rookie Rodgers from Clemson? Does he do something tonight against Arizona? He's kind of been lost so far. And you said earlier that you like Rodgers over 253 and a half.
Yeah.
Give the angle that you like on the plus 460 to kick the field goal.
First field goal, first score of the game, plus 460. Both teams at Bet Rivers.
So just bet them both.
Yeah.
High number.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I'm looking at, right. I could see that too, even though I just talked about how bad Green Bay was defensively in the red zone. But the other thing is, what does Arizona's got a good rushing attack as well. And how do they attack Green Bay? Maybe just, okay, well, here comes a roadrunner. We're going to throw on you and nothing you can do about it.
Right.
But that's, but I also want to see how the Packers attack it too and how they go after Arizona. But this is a great game. But I'm sorry. I'll own it if I'm wrong. It's going to be a blowout tonight? Aaron Rodgers is going to get housed again? I don't see it. First touchdown, last touchdown, anytime touchdown. I mentioned Ertz earlier, 13-1. Moore's 15. Scantling's 22. You like A.J. Green, 10-1?
I don't mind that.
All right, Murray is 9, 10, and plus 140. First, last, anytime.
Have we mentioned that J.J.'s out?
Yeah, mentioned earlier.
J.J.
Now probably out for the year.
The way it looks, yeah.
And he played through that injury.
Did.
Like the Charlie Morton.
It was. Did he have it in the second quarter?
I think it started, I thought it was second. Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Then he played the second half, and then that news came down. But they do get Jones back.
But you know, you are right, though, Paul, because they, along with the weapons we just talked about, and again, Christian Kirk, he's gone over 3.5 receptions in 5 games so far this year. He's kind of under the radar when it comes to cashing these tickets. But they have so many receivers to throw the ball to, and yet they can still run the ball well. The addition of Connor has been solid.
Yeah.
Edmonds, I like him actually, and if they never got James Conner, I mean, I think the usage for Edmonds would be through the roof, but it's also then trying to slow down Murray when he gets running. So it's a combination of all three guys back there.
Are you picking up what Chernoff's putting down? Here's the quarterbacks they faced. Winston, they're averaging like 160 passing yards a game. Goff, Garoppolo, Ben, the Steelers have their offensive issues. Burrow, okay, good quarterback, great year, could have lost that game, and then Fields and Heinicke. I mean, they've had the benefit of that schedule. At least the quarterbacks are going against too. And now they're going against Mr. MVP, at least the favorite in some spots tonight.
Well, you made the case last year for Kingsbury to be coach of the year. You want to get on board when
when you win a game with when you have a great one of your best performances without you? They went to Cleveland and housed them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's hard to get behind that.
I wonder how voters will actually, will they remember that if they go 15-2? Or 14-3, would that be a big deal?
Yeah.
It is Follow the Money. Up next, updated NFL future bets. And again, where is the respect? They're 5-2 through 7 games, and their updated win total is 8.5.
Follow the Money on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Breeders' Cup right around the corner, first weekend in November. Sign up today, promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to $1,000 bonus. Visit VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000, VSiN.com/horses.
How about some updated future numbers in the NFL?
Get it.
I love this. You can bet regular season win totals throughout the entire year. Big fan of this. I think these would be popular. Because here's the deal, right? I mean, you can bet a win total back in March or April, and then your money's going to be tied. I bet the Raiders win total back in early May, I believe. That money's tied up for a long time. I'd like to come back and be able to bet him again right now, but it's Halloween this week.
Yeah.
But to pay off the tease here, they're 5-2 right now through 7 games. I'm talking about the Raiders. Their win total's 8.5. The regular season win total before the season started was 7.
Wow.
And they're 5-2, and look at some of the teams they've beaten.
Yeah, right.
I would love to be able to bet Raiders right now over 8.5.
You would think you're okay now because you had the bye, and now you're getting everything sorted out with the coaching staff.
Sure.
Did you see what Mark Davis was wearing yesterday?
Oh, I did.
He's got the backpack on and the Raider jacket. What do you think of the Washington investigation? Should it be released? Yeah, I think it should. It's like he's going to hop on the bus.
I was sitting down, like the chair where he was sitting, with the backpack on. Still,
look at this. This guy owns an NFL team.
Yes, he does.
Hey guys, how you doing? Lunchables? Capri Sun, let's go.
Yeah, I would demand, actually, if I'm Mark Davis.
Well, sure, right.
I'd be like, okay, I'm the only guy that's going to be impacted by this? I don't think so.
Yeah. Jerry, what'd you think? I was happy with the findings and the investigation. Sure,
yeah,
you were, Jerry.
Of course. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, yeah. Right. The other thing is the debacle with Carolina and Watson. Now Carolina's out of it. I mean, does that mean? And then Goodell came out and said, if you trade for him, he can play. I can't put him on the exempt list. Not enough information, I guess. So he could come in and play right now. So it's with Carolina dropping out and being public about it. Maybe it's just okay. It's going to happen and go to Miami. I don't know what the hell's going on.
So per Goodell, it would be fine, but the team taking the chance on a trade for Deshaun Watson, somebody else could step in above Goodell, like outside of the NFL, and say, "Oh, our findings point out that he's guilty of sin."
Or based on what Goodell said, it would affect the team in the future, but short term, you can put. But why? What do you care about the short term if you're Miami and you're 1-6? The other one I found interesting, come full circle, was Houston 3.5 under -$2. Well, yeah, that's all tied to Taylor.
Sure it is.
I mean, he was great against Jacksonville, and they had 21 points in the first half at Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different team with Taylor as opposed to Mills, who's been atrocious.
Yep.
One guy's had one drive. Well, he was okay against New England, but they had all those guys out.
It's under, by the way, -$2. Uh-huh. If Taylor comes back and he's healthy and he plays for the rest of the year, do they have 3 more wins in him? At the Dolphins, potential win. Jets, potential win in week 12.
Yes.
At the Jags?
Yes.
Week 15?
You never know how these teams at the end will treat it.
What if Russell Wilson's still hurt in week 14?
That could be, yeah. Yeah.
I think they might have 3 more wins on the schedule, Tyrod Taylor. By the way, I think a better one would be the Lions. Their adjusted regular season win total is 2.5. We just made the case quickly there for Texans to go over 3.5. Can you find 3 wins for Detroit?
No. I can't.
Under is -165.
I could get to 2. Sunday, which I'm with Adam Chernoff. I like the Eagles. They threw the kitchen sink at the Rams and still lost. And then you have the Thanksgiving Day game when you're at home against the Bears. But then, then it's really difficult.
Find me another one.
It's going to be hard.
Mm. Back-to-back at Pittsburgh and Cleveland? Whew. Maybe the Vikings with what happened the first time around. Although, again, the Lions were so fortunate to be in so many of these games.
Well, the fumble by Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Denver, boy, I don't know. Weather's going to start to get a little chilly, maybe a little snowy that time of year. Cardinals at home.
A little aggressive with Jacksonville, too, at 4.5.
I would say so. They have to get 4
mm-hmm.
more.
Mm-hmm.
The teams with the highest numbers, Buccaneers 13.5, Cardinals 13.5. Buccaneers, I don't know how the Buccaneers and the Bills got easy schedules this year. Not your typical first place schedule. Both those teams could win 13, 14 games.
I still think the Bills will get the 1 seed.
Yeah, so do I.
There'll be losses for Tennessee, even though it gets easier at the back end of the schedule. I still think Tennessee will take some losses. And I just, other than that Tampa game, Buffalo and Tampa play, I think you're looking at your 2 1 seeds there.
Well, I mean, look at Buffalo's
Tampa
schedule.
And Buffalo, huh?
No, they do have some tough games here. I think you are right with that. Because, I mean, Tennessee's going to lose games. Oakland will lose games. And so will Cincinnati. They're the other 5-2 teams. Buffalo gets Miami this week at Jacksonville, at the Jets. So they're going to be double-digit favorites in all 3 of those games. The Colts at home. Here's the tough stretch. At the Saints, well, the Patriots, they're tucked in between at the Saints and at the Buccaneers. Yeah, that.
I think they'll roll right through that.
So do I.
And I just, until the Saints can get this offense going, and I know you're getting people back, but it's not even close to the same offense. And even with hot dog arm Breeze, I mean, 160 passing yards a game.
Yep.
Out of Winston, and you had the bad weather, but some of those, couple drops, you're right, but there were some horrific throws. Guys are open over their head, at their feet. Come on.
How much do you think Michael Thomas changes that?
I don't know. I don't know, because if it was Breeze, okay. Now we're cooking. But look what he did in that Seattle game. If he doesn't have dump offs to Kamara, what does he throw for?
Right.
That's what he was. Oh, they were moving the ball in their two nice drives. That was
sure. I think Thomas will change it a little bit because Thomas is gonna be underneath stuff as well. So because he doesn't like, clearly right now Jameis Winston does not like taking chances because he knows how bad it was a couple years ago when he threw those 30 INTs. So he wants to be a little bit more conservative, a little bit underneath stuff, and I think Thomas will help that out. But are the Saints a playoff team, by the way? The yes is minus 150 right now. Yeah, man.
I was also looking at the schedule last night. I know, that's a tough call with the Saints. Indy's going to get there.
You think so?
Yeah, they will. No, yes, plus 125. There's too many easy games on the schedule. Too many. Now, even if they lose Sunday, I still think they get there. And I think they'll beat the Titans Sunday. But there's too many. And also, what happens with the Raiders, as you mentioned, but the Patriots, teams behind them, teams in that same record-wise. I just think the Colts will be able to get the 7th seed or make the playoffs.
Yeah. I think maybe Wentz should be looked at a little bit stronger for comeback player of the year. Again, I know Dak, how do you really judge this, right? Because Dak's injury was so gruesome a year ago. But also, Wentz was going to be the MVP of the league before he shattered his knee. That was 2017. Hasn't been the same guy since. And now finally, this is like a true comeback where he was down and out for a couple of years. His original team gave up on him. And right now, sitting at 25-1 to win the comeback player of the year. Again, I would ask the question, what did Joe Burrow come back from? It was his rookie year. I know it was an injury, but was he like ever established as like this great quarterback? Now, Winston, if he was playing better, again, I made the case for him before the season started, but right now, mid-season, I'd say Wentz should be number two on that list behind Prescott.
Okay. Yep. Any thoughts on the college games? You see, we got a four-point move here. East Carolina opens 6-53. It's 10-56.
Touch 10 now.
In South Florida. And Coastal, this is tricky for Coastal. They're 17 with a total of 52. How do they bounce back now? Not that they were even going to be considered for the playoffs.
Well, sure.
But they were top 15, and you're thinking about an undefeated season. Certainly a major bowl game was on the line if Cincy stubbed their toe.
Right.
You had a chance. Because they were going to run the table if they beat App State.
Yeah.
Now they don't play anybody the rest of the way, and you wonder what their motivation is. But it's one thing, okay, you're going to win. You got to win by 3 touchdowns now in all these games. I mean,
well,
and Troy's not bad at coming in with 5-3, I believe.
What do people call that? Like the dream crusher?
That's
when
right.
A team loses the first time, and then okay.
Very interested to see their response tonight.
Like, what was their ultimate dream this year, though?
Undefeated, top 10, major bowl game.
Major bowl game. Like, are you
now
talking,
it's gone. It's all gone.
Do you think, like, in their minds, a potential New Year's Day game was possible?
Yes.
I do too.
Sure.
I do too. And now,
all they needed was a Cincinnati loss or SM, someone like that, not to go unbeaten.
Sure. I think that was realistic. And by the way, do you know how big of a deal that would have been for a program like Coastal Carolina?
Yeah.
Gigantic. To play a Power 5 team that might be like 9-3 in the regular season, whatever, 8-4.
Right.
Sure.
And they had the undefeated season last year going into the bowl game, and we wanted to see them against a good team because what they did against BYU, and it was a great game, but then you put them against Liberty.
Yep. What do you want from your sports book? Great odds, daily personalized promotions. How about a faster app with easier withdrawals and complete security? Sounds like you don't want to just bet. You want to live your bet life. When you bet with PointsBet, you get great odds and bigger payouts all in a fast and reliable sports book. Looking to bet big? Well, here's the deal. PointsBet Diamond Club is an invite-only premier betting experience. Visit PointsBet.com to request access and start earning Diamond Club benefits like personalized promotions and exclusive access to tickets and events. Sign up for PointsBet today and live your bet life. Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. Win some, lose some is up next. It is early, but this could go down as one of the worst bets of the entire year in this sport. Details on that coming up next.
Some Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Here we go. Darnold hit the first home run, 35-1. Altuve to go deep, plus 425. Altuve hit a home run, and the Astros win at Bet Rivers, 7-1. Hit by pitch plus 115. Wild pitch, yes, also cashes. You are right. I thought Soler. See, Soler didn't lead off yesterday. It was Rosario. That's what got me there. So you are correct. First pitch was a strike. Astros to score first and win, plus 220 cashes. The gift that keeps on giving. Golden Knights goal in the first 10. Give it to me. 7-0 on the season. Was it 1-1 3 minutes in, I believe? 4 minutes in? That is a great prop. Put that up. You get both teams to score the first five or multiple goals in the first five. Blackhawks get there again, too. 6-1, yes. Goal in the first 10. Magic Hornets over 217 up to 221. 120-111. Wizards Celtics under 226.5 down to 224. 116-107. Raptors plus one went off the favorite. Routed the Pacers. Be part of the team. Subscribe. VSiN.com. Our radio podcast people. Great video here. Serious hang time. Incredible effort by the dog. I cannot believe he can do this with the little running start. And then off the guy's back. Springboards off the wall. Give me that. To grab it. And then to fall right back. And the owner catches him too. That's incredible. If it isn't toyed with or played with, which it appears to be on the up and up and legit.
You know what? This should be like Olympics. We should have doggy Olympics.
I think during the pandemic, ESPN had that dog. The dogs would get the running start and jump into the water and throw the dummy at him too. I could watch that all day.
Is this
well.
A 10 out of 10?
Yeah.
It has to be, right?
Yeah, look at that. And he sticks the landing. That is awesome. Very good. Lose some? Well, you were right. Where's this tweet here? Stanley, take it from someone who's been in the fitness industry 21 years. You never approach a woman in the gym. Be patient because those who do look, patience is key. Don't be creepy. Approach is a no-no. You loved this earlier. This is the dog. Lose some.
I was going in totally fresh.
The dogs that, yeah, I caught you by surprise. The dog's in his cage on his back. Drinking the water upside down. I've never seen that before. Is my dog broken, it says. That's lunacy.
I lost it earlier going in fresh, and it's just as funny this time around, too.
Uh-huh. How about Lazy Cat? Guy's working hard. That's heavy. Trying to bring the soda and the Coke up, and you got the curb to deal with, too. And the cat won't move. It's like, what? You see I'm working here. Come on. And nothing. The guy tweeted too much catnip. What's the problem? He's alive. He's fine. He just wants to rub my belly. Huh? Good. The guy's a little help. Can you move? I don't want to run you over, buddy. Nothing. You see how much Coke's out there on the sidewalk, too. Can't get any help from
him. Come on. I'm tired. Leave me alone.
All right. Early winter. We'll see how creative people are going to be. This dude's already won Halloween, according to NFL memes. There's the guy. He's got the headset on, the Jacksonville t-shirt, sweater, and hanging out. Urban Meyer with the gal. With the blow-up doll. Very good. Bad beats. Lakers on the money line. Plus 225. Up 26 against the Thunder. Going back, ESPN stats and info. The last 25 seasons went up by 25 or more. The Lakers were 230-0. And they blow it. How does that happen? Against the worst team in the league. Robert Horry's right. Stop taking plays off, possessions off. You can't just assume the game's over in the second quarter.
Again, yeah, 26-point lead. Oh. They trailed by the end of the third quarter.
Ridiculous.
So after they led 41-19 in the first, they were outscored by 30 points the rest of the way.
Yeah. Dallas, 115 up to 150. Had the lead with a minute left. Vegas ties it, wins it in overtime. That's a tough beat as well. And we can't show play-by-play videos, game footage. What happened at the end of the first half of Washington-Boston will blow your mind. Would have put it over the total. Always get the best number, but the closing number. It's like Beal and another guy are they're missing bunny putbacks. Guy blew a layup. Beal blew the follow-up.
Yeah.
There's no Celtic around him.
Yep. Again, there was a person at Caesars who bet $230,000 in the first half over, but got 213. Or I'm sorry, got 113. Imagine if that person had 114.5, and that's how you lose the bet.
Oh, God. You're right. Win Some Lose Some presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book, where you can claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
I really enjoyed some of the props going into Game 2 of the World Series last night. You could bet on, first pitch of the game again. Yeah, that was a swinging strike, I guess. our reaction on that. Rosario swinging strike.
Thank you, guys.
So that was,
I had the leadoff hitters mixed up. Yep.
Okay, so that was minus 140. Yep. Wild pitch was on the board last night. A batter to be hit by a pitch. How about a triple? The yes is plus 340. Total double plays, the number was 1.5. Total left on base in the next innings was 7-1.
Good, creative.
Was I a little too aggressive today calling you out?
Yeah.
I was a little over the top.
Oh, yeah, because you know, when you ripped me last week, it was because I'm aloof and I don't pay it. So that's the ball game.
That's part of the deal?
Part of the deal.
This is what we signed up for?
Yeah. I thought you were finished too, but yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Because I never call you out.
I thought you were out of line more so with the mafia stuff. I can't do a lot of stuff. But you're not asking me to do much if I'm in the mafia.
Well, no.
Set a fire, drive a car, that's easy.
You think that he'd be so good as an arsonist?
Absolutely.
I love it.
And the muscle behind the muscle, that's another thing. So, I don't look like much, but give me a baseball bat or a gun, and yes.
Here's where you're dropping the ball. And we got a good reaction to that last week. And you're not thinking about this. And you're actually not giving yourself enough credit.
Don't cut me off. What?
But this is where you would screw up, and it's actually a compliment. I said, what do you think would happen to Paulie a week in when you would be caught, frolicking with a rival family's niece?
No, it would never happen. I know the rules. I saw Casino.
Oh.
No.
22 years old.
What Pesci did? That's bad for business. No.
I'm not. Yeah, but that was Sharon Stone. That was his wife.
Well, I understand that. You don't do it. Oh, the other one, the skim. I can do the skim. Come on.
Well,
we're talking about mafia. We're running.
You can do the video poker skim, yeah.
Or anything.
You're telling me that
bookie, all that operation.
A super attractive, like, I'm talking like gorgeous niece coming on to you one night.
No.
You're going to say no?
No, I'm not doing that.
I don't know.
Bad for business.
I would say so. Bad for life.
No, I'm not going to get involved with that. Plenty of fish in the sea. It's not worth it. No, absolutely. I'd be fine.
Because you're...
be fine.
You're definitely not picky when it comes to women.
Not going to get involved if it's going to get me whacked. I'm not going to do it. We were talking to Dustin. Is this one of the biggest Knicks Bulls games since Jordan and Ewing? The Bulls are 4-0 for the first time since 1997.
I forgot to pay off that tease earlier.
Yes.
Yeah. That was Barkley's tease again the other guarantee the other night.
This is great.
The Bulls is the guarantee.
Uh-huh. Well, now you got LaVine battling through an injury. They're fun to watch. Great move. Ball's been great. Great acquisition. And the Knicks have been awesome from three. Benches played well. I don't know how they lost to Orlando. But this is a fun game tonight.
It is. I would actually lean Knicks. Because when you look at who the Bulls have beaten.
Not strong.
Right. The combined record, I believe, is like 2-9.
Yeah. They're laying 2 tonight. Mm-hmm. I understand. I mean, but that's the NBA. I mean, look at the start the Nets are off to. That surprises me, though, because the moves they made. Now, Patty Mills can't miss, but some of these other guys.
You know, this is a compliment again, Paul. So back-to-back compliments. I know you rejected the one about the niece.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it, but you pointed this out before the season started. You were asking NBA people on the show, are you concerned about the style of play and how it's going to have to change for guys like Trae Young and James Harden? Clearly, James Harden was impacted by it from last night. I saw at least two examples where he tries to get the guy in the air.
Yes.
And he goes like with the up and under, drawing contact, and the referee's like, sorry, dude, not this year. You got to adjust. You got to know the rules.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm very surprised how bad they've been offensively, the Nets. Did you bet the division?
For who?
You can get the Bulls plus 550. You want playoffs and over win total?
No, I bet division 12-1.
You did do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
12-1 and over 42.5 with the wins.
Hey, you're looking good.
Jesus. Yeah.
In your face. No, but that's a fun bet right now. I mean, that would make sense. Milwaukee goes through the motions. Load management. That could be our Phoenix Suns this year.
Maybe. You said it's on a plus 550?
Well, it's plus. No. That ship has sailed, but that's... they're a fun team.
Milwaukee's really good. But by the way...
I know, but it's motivation, though. You think they care? It was like last year. It was a perfect storm. Do the Lakers really care about winning the Pacific Division?
Yeah. I got to tell you, that's a nice win for the T-Wolves.
It was.
Playing well. JVT and Aaron Rennie, two guys on this network, are very high in the Timberwolves this year.
JVT said playoffs. That was that. Yeah, before the season. So, all right, so far, so good. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from a local perspective. Chicago, Detroit, Philly, Pittsburgh, LA, and now Denver. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. There was an episode in The Sopranos where they're doing the no-show jobs. They're sitting in the chair with Vito. That's another thing. The no-show job. That's another one. With the
you would thrive. You would thrive with the no-show job. Yeah, for sure. Thursdays with the maestro, Mike Palm, VP of Circa. Up next, the one-year anniversary is upon us. What's the biggest takeaway, or what did they learn in the first...
Bet Rivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. Bet Rivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes Bet Rivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. See the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Or in Colorado, call 1-800-522-4700. Playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar House.
New to the game or a seasoned bettor? OddsTrader.com has everything you need to make the right bet ahead of kickoff. Begin your handicapping journey with OddsTrader. Improve your edge by finding the best price on every game from sportsbooks in your backyard. Take advantage of the numerous sign-up bonus offers to pad your bankroll. Dive into key game statistics, player performance, and even account for the projected game day weather. Best of all, you can use the Odds Trader Bet Tracker to keep a log of your action. Welcome to Odds Trader, and best of luck.
PointsBet understands that in sports, it pays to be fast. Want to bet? Place a bet. Fast. See a play. Bet during the game. Fast. Want your money? Get your money. Fast. With promos that change every day and being able to parlay a single game. Now that's betting at the speed of sports. Because every second matters. Time is money, and it pays to be fast with two risk-free bets up to $2,000.
This is VSiN, 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 VSiN.